a weak solidarity bricky team listener when we discovered politics has nothing to do with politics. An absolute truth revealed by no less an expert than big supremo Scuttlebim or Lashson, a.k.a. Scummo himself. Reflecting an annoyance we regularly hear from politicians about those who challenge them. They're bringing politics into it. Politicians understandably get so upset when people bring politics into politics. So grossly unfair, its most unfair disadvantage is it can force politicians to justify, or at least attempt to justify, their positions and arguments. Not that Scummo had to justify his position or argument when it came to that interest rate increase this week, an interest in which he wished he had no interest, but which conformed to his commitment to keep politics out of politics, telling us an interest rate rise 18 days before an election has nothing to do with politics, is not political, but reflects the magnificent job his government has done. Well, he personally has done. Reflects the strength of the economy, families faced with a mortgage increase enjoying the benefits of that strong economy. So presumably, the years in which interest rates have either fallen or remained stagnant reflected a weak economy. That's what we'd presume, listener, but it's not true, because Scummo and his big economic guru Josh Friday Icebergs, and earlier Scummo himself, and tiny a bit more for the boss's big economic guru Joe Hackey the workers, assured us low interest rates reflected a strong economy. So I guess the only presumption we can make is that interest rates, high or low, reflect a strong economy, just because they're there. Anyway, whatever those with mortgages are praising Scummo and the team for the strong economy and can't wait, guess they'll have to pre-poll, to cast their grateful vote for the team which brought them the non-political rate rise. Although it obviously has created a few problems for the poor banks. Tuesday night, the news reported they had not adopted the rate increase for loans and mortgages, generous souls, but thankfully they were able to work out the equations overnight, and by morning news all four had increased their rate identically, the great benefits of competition policy. But the problem still is, obviously, it's far more difficult to calculate the equation when it comes to them increasing the interest they pay on deposits, because they haven't yet worked that one out. They remain at roughly 0% or minus, and the difficulty in adjusting their systems to pay their depositors an increase must be so distressing for them. Clearly, they'll back pay it when they work it out, if they can work it out. Displaying his compassionate nature, Scummo pleaded with the banks to give pensioners a fair go. Admirable sentiment, although it can't be a simple problem to solve, otherwise we'd be sure Scummo, after 9 years of caring business-class government, would have done something about it himself. Like they promise real wages will increase after the election. Something they're so concerned about, so concerned that figures this week show the stagnant wage problem that does so concern them has occurred between 2013 and 2022. Which, yes, what a coincidence, just happens to coincide with the caring business class party government, which is so concerned. 9 years concerned that workers might get a pay rise, but only because not getting a pay rise is good for the economy and therefore good for the workers who don't get that pay rise. Showing what a delicate flower is, the economy, the greatest little economic order of them all. So the promise of a pay rise after the election poses serious threats for the economy. And if we have any doubts about that, just ask our old mate Innes Will Cost, the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, who worries and ponders day after day, night after night, over the problem of slow wages growth, but just cannot see a solution that does not harm the economy. Poor Innes. On such matters, we commented last week on that stroke of bad luck for Scummo that the day after he used a ream factory as a prop to announce how he would create thousands of jobs, thousands and thousands he hasn't created these past 9 years, Ream announced it was heading for Vietnam to enjoy the benefits of cheap labour, creating a few more True Blue Aussie jobs Scummo has to come up with. Well, then he promised hostile to workers' ships in Fremantle $124 million to build train killer patrol boats. And again, just a stroke of bad luck that next day the evil Electrical Trade Union, Why can't these people mind their own business? ETU revealed hostile to workers had been convicted for underpaying 30 Filipino workers. Electricians, welders and pipe fitters paying them under the award rate as little as $11 an hour for a 48-hour week, including Saturdays with no overtime or penalty rates. To compound the union's evil and disrespect for authority, Acting Secretary Michael Wright claimed, this is outrageous, listener, claimed, ScoMo has a fondness for posing in high vis, but when it comes to supporting the income and job security of the workers or stopping visa exploitation, he is completely missing in action. How cruel. Okay, it might have paid for ScoMo to brush up on his background checking before opening his mouth, but he wants workers to earn more. He says so. He just can't work out how. And obviously, poor merchant of death hostile to workers would have paid under the award $11 an hour, 48-hour week, including Saturdays, no overtime or penalty rates, inadvertently, totally inadvertently. The election itself. We should check with ScoMo to see if the election has anything to do with politics. We'll report back on that one next week. Election itself continues to grip the nation with the big issues reflected in the ads flooding our screens. The caring business class party says it won't be easy with Socialist Party Supremo and would-be big Supremo Anthony Albanese elbow. And the Socialist Party says ScoMo makes too many mistakes. See? The big issues, big ideas for the nation, vision. Which makes it all the more surprising that the undecided party just keeps increasing its vote. Although ScoMo did promise that a caring business class government would make it a crime to use or create any item coloured teal. But ScoMo, your man Dave Slammer the Palestinians is using teal in his material. Yes, poor Dave is colourblind. And he forgot to mention he is the caring business class party candidate. Yes, poor Dave has a major memory problem. Then why should people vote for him? Because Dave is a brilliant member of my government. And why do you want to ban teal? It is an ugly, ugly, ugly you that makes the mistake of bringing politics into politics. Well, if that's the case, we can't blame him. And Anthony did use May Day to promise heaps of handouts for housing. So at last, the government will address the massive need for public housing, Eldo? No, we don't want to waste the public's money on public housing. Our policy will load lots more Trubler Aussie families with a mortgage. Well, that's good, because with interest rates rising and rising and rising, they'll know they are enjoying a strong economy, which will be a lot stronger under an Eldo government. We will give them a better future. Then Anthony had a scamper to read out his policy on the NDIS, and ScoMo and the baying media screamed. This showed he didn't know what he was talking about. ScoMo reminding us that he plays it safe when it comes to remembering these things. You can't forget a policy if you haven't got one. He looked very pleased with himself. That out-of-control militant trade union leader Wayne Gatt lost protesters of the Police Association. Association throwing up the question of why anyone would want to associate with any of them. But that aside, poor Wayne is so upset at Green Senator Lydia Thorpe for verbally giving it to Wayne's members during a protest against the deportation of 12 detainees, in which she complained about police manhandling and pushing women, including herself. An absolute disgrace locking up innocent people, she yelled. Wayne said her behaviour was unacceptable. She has no right to object to, being manhandled and pushed around. He spoke for decent, responsible people, which wouldn't have happened if, these people weren't there, protesting. Good point. And Wayne added, no embellishment, sadly, our members have become accustomed to being the backdrop for opportunistic acts of grandstanding. Yes, that opportunistic grandstander, Lydia Thorpe. Police, he said, he really said this, have no involvement in these issues, just doing their job. Perhaps we should point out to Wayne that if they had no involvement, they wouldn't be there. Their job is to be involved on behalf of the system and class they're employed to protect from anti-social elements like Lydia Thorpe, who support miscreants like no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people, or petty criminals being deported to a country they know stuff all about. So well done, Wayne. The working class movement is proud of you. And top marks to the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin for its balanced, objective coverage of the election. Well, what more would we expect? Exemplified in its headline covering that story. Bant refuses to condemn Vic Senator's shameful act. Police cop file green abuse. No marks for guessing where that story was going, although a tough one. Did Lord Rupert sympathise more with Wayne or Lydia? Leave you to think that one through, listener. Celebrating the mooted US of Supreme Court banning of abortion, the state-caring business class party's Bernie Fine Jesus said there should be no exemption for rape victims who fall pregnant. Babies should not be punished for the crimes of their mother or father, he argued with his renowned logic. Not sure that Bernie has twigged, but there aren't too many male rapists who end up pregnant. So the rape victim must be punished for being raped, but then followers of the dear baby Jesus like Bernie know it's a man's world. To prove the point, the dear baby himself had to be born to a virgin, for the dear baby no woman stained by having sex. And the incredible thing is, Joseph the carpenter believed it, that she was knocked up by a Holy Spirit. Finally, the Minister for Fossils, Keith Pitpody, has been challenged in his erstwhile Safe Queensland seat by a former Hayseed and Sheepshit Party state, a police minister and current mayor over, surprisingly, climate change, if there is such a thing. And one commentator suggested Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle had not visited the electorate, indicating they weren't too worried about it. But on the other hand, we might suggest keeping Barnacle out shows they're very worried about it. Good morning.